1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A barge crashed into a bridge in Texas yesterday morning. It happened after a tugboat pushing two barges lost control. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
They're advising that there's fuel oil leaking into the water.
From the air, the damage is clear. A barge that broke loose while being towed slammed into the bridge linking Pelican Island to Galveston, Texas around 10 this morning. The collision brought down a portion of elevated train tracks and left a trail of spilled oil in the water. The collision temporarily halted traffic on the only route off Pelican Island.
One person on the barge was thrown into the water but was quickly rescued. President Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to two campaign debates, the first one next month, hosted by CNN. CBS's Robert Costa explains why Trump campaign officials view the debates as a good idea.
They want a contrast. On the legal front, he's confronting this criminal trial right now here in New York. And that's not exactly the picture they want to paint for the country about what a Trump presidency would mean. And so a debate gives him an opportunity to go not only attack President Biden's policies in his term in office, but to try to say that a Trump term would be more than chaos and legal challenges.
The Supreme Court has ruled Louisiana will hold this year's election using a House map that includes a second, mostly black district. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson on what it means.
By and large, this is seen as a victory for the Democrats in this upcoming election, because Louisiana now will have two districts that have a majority of black voters. But this has been a very controversial case going up to the Supreme Court, and I don't think that the court's order today is the end of the discussion.
The decision puts a lower court ruling on hold. The Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico, is expected to survive an assassination attempt. He was shot multiple times after a political event yesterday. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has more.
The shooter's motive is unclear. The Prime Minister has been a divisive figure in the Eastern European country of around 5.4 million people. The populist leader of a NATO ally whose pro-Russian, pro-Putin stance brought him to power for a third time. He has stood firm against sending more weapons to Ukraine.
A suspect is in custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin is meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on a two-day state visit to China. Xi says the two countries will continue to uphold positions of non-alliance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state Senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in Northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates if anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties, and Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind. Like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, upper 40s here in the overnight. There may be one or two showers as we get closer to sunrise. The better chance of showers and storms will be during the day Thursday. Mostly cloudy skies, gusty winds at times, highs reaching the middle 60s. Right now it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Bathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us if you want to call. You can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. We are very excited to have our next guest join us. Brad Schlakowski is the co-founder of Courage MKE. Good morning, Brad. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on. It's nice to see you all.
Good to see you, too. Now, tell us a little bit just about the background of Courage MKE. This was a part of a journey that you and your partner started in 2014, right?
We did. We were foster parents. And as we were taking in teenagers, we were realizing they all had a similar story of being bullied and tormented and rejected from group homes and sometimes foster homes and other facilities. In August of 15, I looked at my husband and said, we're going to buy a house for these kids. And because of the love of the community, we did that in 2 short years.
And you paid cash.
We did. The community helped us do that.
Yeah.
In looking at your website, because you go through your history and how it all started, but you started with very small dollar donations. It's not like you had some big hedge fund angel come flying in to fund you guys. This was $5, $10, $20 donations.
It's one of my favorite stories to tell, not just because of the money of it, but because it just shows how many people actually are involved in our Courage family, right? And we call them family because we're trying to teach the kids that we are serving that you can make a chosen family, even if your family is not the one you're living with.
I think it's hard for some people to accept just how many families reject their own kids.
In 2024, the number is staggering. And there's part of me that wants to say I understand, but I have 5 children of my own. And I don't know that there's anything that they could do that would tee me off enough to say, get out, right? It's really disturbing.
And that leads to a lot of these young teens being on the streets.
On the streets, the children that are at our group home, they'd probably be in out-of-home care regardless of their identity or orientation, because the number one reason for being in out-of-home care is neglect, right? So these kids are now taken out of their family's home for no fault of their own, put into these homes, foster homes, group homes, residential facilities. In the state of Wisconsin, the average stay in a group home for a youth 12 to 17 is like 38 days. And they're being moved and moved and moved all because of their behavior. You know, these kids are labeled as bad kids. It's just what's happening is the trauma that they've experienced has not, you know, they have never been taught how to deal with that trauma. So a lot of it's attention seeking. A lot of it is, they feel like they're not worth, right? And that's just heartbreaking. So, you know, what I tell our staff at the group home for the kids, the minors, is your job is to be home. I don't care if one of our residents break the rules and come home at 1 o'clock in the morning. They came home and they came back because they find this place safe. I was 16 once. I may or may not have broken the rules quite a few times, and no. I knew I was going to get in trouble. And that was my parents' job, right? So let's let that child come home at 1 o'clock in the morning. The next day, let's talk about it. Let's talk about making better choices. And of course, there's going to be consequences, but what 16-year-old doesn't push the rules ever, right? Like, it's physically impossible, but these kids, because they're in the system, they're just labeled as bad. And it's my life mission now to break that thought.
I think we can all agree, regardless of what they have in their heart, whether they are queer or straight identifying kids. Yeah. That idea of, you know, let's not yell at them. Let's not talk down to them. Let's not make them feel, you know, it's easy for a parent's action to make a child feel disliked or even hated or unloved. So that notion of, yes, you broke the rules, come home,
right.
You're in trouble, but I'm also not going to keep dinner from you. I'm not going to send you to your room and not talk to you. We're going to actually work this out. That's right. So important. And that's so relatable to all children really as well.
Right. And it just makes me proud of my staff. Our average stay is almost 150 days for our kids. And we have one resident this year that celebrated, I don't know if celebrated is the right word, but we celebrated it being the longest stay they've ever had. They just turned 18. They've been in the system since they were a baby, and they've been with us for over 2 years.
Wow.
I can't even imagine transferring from such, you know, what could be a tumultuous situation as far as being in the foster system to a place where you're like, I mean, I would go to say unconditional love. You're taking care of them. You care about them and make them feel, that's gotta be so both wonderful, but I can't imagine what the child goes through as well. Like that moment, those moments of distrust. 'Cause you're like, I don't know what's going on here. And I don't know when you're going to leave me. It's like, no, we're never going to, we're here for you. It's like, yeah, get emotional thinking about it and talking about it.
Well, seriously though, that's such an important piece of making a healthy human.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Is knowing you have a safe place, safe people to talk to, someone who's going to support you, who will maybe correct you when you are wrong, but they're still going to love you.
They always absolutely show that you have value.
Right.
You are absolutely valued. That's
that you deserve it. And yes. They deserve better. Yes. Right. And that's the big thing is I can't make excuses for the cards they were dealt.
Yeah.
But what I can do is show you how to play your cards in the future, right? And give you the resources to make you successful. And that's why we ended up opening C2 apartments versus another group home, because we see these kids aging out. And then one of two things happen. They get a lucky lottery ticket to put into an independent living program, which the program is this big, is tiny, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're 18, go live on your own, and no one has taught you how to take care of yourself, how to manage your needs, how to have insurance, how to do anything. So that's what we're really excited. We took our first resident at C2 Apartments 3 weeks ago, and we have one apartment left already.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This may sound like an out of left field question, but, you know, something I'm always interested in, when we talk about the parents who, you know, I have empathy for the parents who turn these kids away because they don't know better. They don't know. It's how they were raised. They don't understand how to relate to these children. Do you have parents who come forward and say, teach me, help me be better, help me understand? Because I don't get this and I might not like it, but I won't turn my back on my child. I just need to understand.
We have had parents like that. We have parents like that right now. You know, we work with their team of social workers and we all kind of go through that together. And that's one of the programs we're working on launching this year is to provide, I don't want to call it a support group because I think that just has such law to it, but we want to provide that resource to parents and help them. You know, we know that there are parents that aren't kicking their kids out that don't necessarily agree, quote unquote, but it's because of that lack of understanding. Yeah. So we definitely have those conversations.
Excellent.
If you're just joining us, Brad Schlaikowski is our guest. He's the co-founder of Courage MKE, and you have a big gala that's coming up, and we're going to get to that in a little bit, but we're just kind of talking about your organization and all the things that you do, and you started out with this group home, and now you have apartments, and I'm curious, Brad, about how many of these kids come back when they age out just to check in, and how are they doing? What kind of stories do they come back with after they've been gone for a little while?
You know, we do have kids that come back. Only 50% of our kids come from Milwaukee County. Yeah. We have contracts with 17 counties and tribes across the state, our furthest being Ashland, Wisconsin, right?
So really?
Wow.
Yeah. Those kids come all the way down. They ship them all the way here because it's a better environment for them. There's more people like them. But it's a catch-22 because they don't get to see their family then, right? But
right.
We do have handfuls that come back. We do, you know, I would never expect an apology, but it's so sweet and endearing when they're like, all you were doing was trying to help me and I was such a jerk to you. And, you know, that's just a sign of their growth. And to know that we had a part in that, that makes every curse word or table flipping worth it, right?
Well, the fact that they have come to a point where they can recognize Absolutely. Their own bad behavior from the past and then own it and acknowledge it, that's huge. There are adults I know who don't do that.
Yes.
same. Very much the same. Yeah, it's so amazing. And then just to see that the community continues to support these kids, even they want to support them when they age out. They want to support them at C2. I mean, we're funding C2 on our own because we're not receiving any help from the state, county, or city right now. But, you know, we upped our budget this year to make sure these kids could be covered, and we're just going to let our Courage family and us make sure we keep taking care of them.
Well, tell us about your annual gala. When is it and how can folks get involved?
It's November 8th at the New Baird Center downtown, the rooftop ballroom.
Nice.
They've been so generous to us. It's my favorite day of the year, you guys, like even more than my birthday. Like my birthday is like way low on the totem pole compared to this day because our entire Courage family gets together and you just see this room full of diverse, accepting, loving, caring people that are there for one reason, which is to take care of kids. It's not about clout. It's not about who you are or how much you make. It's everyone's there because they love these kids. And it's amazing. It's an amazing day. Tickets will go on sale Labor Day weekend.
And the reason why we're having you on now is because the tickets sell out fast. They go, and if you want to get them, I remember last year I talked to a friend. She was like, oh, no, it's sold out. I'm like, oh, well, great. Thanks for telling me now. So
that's a good problem to have.
We'll definitely have you back. We want to give people the knowledge that it is happening again. Tickets will go on sale. Get your tickets. And also businesses can, if I'm not mistaken, businesses can be a part of it because you have an auction as well. So there can be donation.
And we're looking for sponsorships for the event too, right? So that every dollar raised that night goes directly to our kids.
Excellent, excellent.
You're going to stay with us for one more segment, if you got time, Brad.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Brad Schlaikowski is our guest. He is the co-founder of Courage MKE. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know what it is.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's an unveil of the same. I'm beautiful in my way,
cause I make no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are continuing our conversation with the co-founder of Courage MKE, Brad Schlaikowski, is with us. And you have a big gala coming up in November. So if you want to, if you're interested in a sponsorship, or maybe donating some items for the auction. Brad, how can people get in touch with you?
It's all on our website on the Get Involved tab, www.couragemke.org. And it's all right there. It's all done online, and it's quick, painless, and you're making a difference in children's lives.
We will include that your link in the show notes, too, once the show is over today. Greg, we'll make sure that that is included.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Brad, you and I spoke about this earlier, and actually Pat Kreitlow had the owner of the location on this morning as well. Her name is Brittany Wolfel. There was supposed to be an event that was going to be for Courage MKE. It was a fundraiser event for the group at the bakery, Batter and Mac up in Menominee Falls. There was going to be a story hour with a drag queen reading Lucinda. And because of violent and threatening messages, they decided to cancel that. I help run drag bingo at Lakefront Brewery. And Esther Flones, who I don't know if you're familiar with, but Esther made a point, and if you've watched Esther's show, it's always very off the cuff and a little inappropriate and fun, but she took a moment to say in that time, she said, I'm sure you all heard about this. I'm going to tell you right now, this will never happen with us here. People can come here and try to do this. We will always stand up. And she gave her support for the bakery and wants to see it keep going. But can you speak a little bit on what happened at Batter and Mac with regard to the event?
Sure. You know, we're so lucky to have them part of our family. You know, last year they sold rainbow cookies and gave us proceeds. And that was incredible. And this year they moved to an amazing space and wanted to do more and be more inclusive, especially out in Menominee Falls area. Right. So they're hosting a few different events. But one of them was a drag queen story hour in which a drag queen who is probably going to be dressed up like Mary Poppins or Mother Goose or some ridiculous clown outfit, right? Like head to toe, reads a child appropriate book, and the kids are going to come and make a cupcake and have a wonderful morning. And because folks like a village trustee out there wanted to sound the alarm that we're grooming children, mind you, we're not giving anyone haircuts that day, but
nice, Brad.
because of the safety of these for the kids, and we don't know what to expect, they made the decision to cancel that event, which is so disheartening. You know, I take my children to musicals and plays at the Milwaukee Performing Arts Center, and let's just use the famous Christmas Carol. How many of those little boys in the ensemble do you think our little girls dressed as little boys because they didn't have enough little boy actors? Hair, makeup, costume. I don't see any difference.
Yeah.
Right? There's no difference.
Well, and it's not like they're reading Slaughterhouse-Five to a bunch of 6-year-olds. I mean, come on, people.
Well, if they want to learn something, Jane, they would.
But I just don't understand what people think is happening at these events.
It, I can't even begin to make excuses anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's 2024. You know, the last election season, we saw them go after the Black Lives Matter movement. We saw it gearing up to this year that it was going to be the LGBT community this year. And man, I came out only at the age of 32. I'm 44 now, right?
Wow.
So I thought that we were past me having to be afraid to walk down the street holding my husband's hand. But now, more than ever, in the last, 12 years that I've been out, I'm more afraid to do that now than I was 10 years ago.
That's terrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll use the same word you used, disheartening, because it's, you know, when you read an article and it says, really, we're back to this again? We're taking away, you know, access to healthcare. We're trying to stifle people's growth and happiness. We're trying to do all these things, and also being sold it on the idea of, well, this is America and freedom. It's like, this is not American freedom. This is a despotship. This is a dictatorship. You want people to live in your rules. That's not exactly how this works. And it, you know, listening to Brittany speak this morning, you could hear the sadness in her voice about having to cancel the event. And it bothers me, because especially the fact that you said a village trustee used their village email to send it out to people to curry to use their platform to sow hate,
yep,
and intolerance. When all these parents had to do, you have a question, bring your kid down, watch it happen. You can be there and have a cupcake, and you'll find out that nothing's going wrong. Meanwhile, politicians, other leaders are being arrested all the time for the things that they think drag queens are doing, which, by the way, they are not. Sorry. I'm getting off my soapbox now.
Can we compare the number of politicians that have been arrested for inappropriate behavior with children, yep, versus a drag queen? Because we've done research. There's this many drag queens that have been, or zero drag queens arrested for inappropriate behaviors.
Oh, I'm telling you, Brad, when the whole thing about the whole scare about drag queen brunches or reading hour, so that they hit that really, really hard for a while. This is my theory. The reason that they've backed off on that is because there is so much evidence, documented evidence, that the vast majority of child sexual abusers are clergy, law enforcement, youth pastors, sports coaches. That's the truth. I follow a woman on Twitter who has 5 a week.
Or at the very least, family.
Or family.
Right. It's not some stranger dressed as a drag queen, dressed as Mary Poppins, who's the problem here.
You know, my husband used to do drag. When we started having kids, it just became too much. But I think the world of drag is so fascinating. It's such an art. But it's a clown. Like,
Thank you. It's a costume.
Yeah.
You're a character. It's a character. Yes.
So I feel bad for this bakery. They're just trying to do good for the community, and this is what they get. So I hope that they, folks, go support this bakery in Menomonee Falls. It's phenomenal food.
We're going after the show's over.
Better
we're
going
to go get some cookies.
Yep, exactly.
Good.
Brad Slykowski has been our guest with Courage MKE. Thank you so very much for joining us, Brad. We'll have you on in a couple months and get an update. And you said the tickets for the gala go on sale
Labor Day weekend.
Don't wait.
Do not wait.
Fast. They'll be gone.
All the information.
2 weeks last year.
That's great. All right. Thank you so very much, Brad.
Thank you all. It's nice to see you.
Stay with us. Bye-bye. News is coming up next. And then when we return, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks.
Oh,
this
baby.
Is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. There will be two campaign debates between the presidential candidates. Nancy Cordes on why the campaigns picked June 27th for the first one.
They say that they felt that late June might be a good time because it will be after former President Trump's criminal trial has ended and after President Biden gets back from the G7 summit in Italy.
The Supreme Court has ruled this year's elections in Louisiana will have an additional mostly black congressional district. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
As it is set forth now, many people see this as a victory for Democrats, who will be able to likely pick up another seat in Louisiana.
Slovakia's prime minister was shot several times in an assassination attempt. Deputy Prime Minister Tomas Taraba spoke to the BBC.
Fortunately, as far as I know, the operation went well, and I guess that at the end, he will survive.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and has solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call Tuesday's session an election year gimmick. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When a show becomes a hit, it's easier to get big stars to sign on, such is the case with Only Murders in the Building, which is about to launch Season 4. Entertainment Weekly reports that a new trailer was released on Tuesday, which showcases all the new faces, which include Melissa McCarthy, Zach Galifianakis, Eva Longoria, Meryl Streep, and Molly Shannon. How's that for star power? It also doesn't hurt that people want to work with comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short. And Selena Gomez isn't too shabby either. Only Murders drops on Hulu August 27th. Are you ready for more Terminator? The franchise's latest installment is an episodic animated series set in Tokyo in 1997. Entertainment Weekly reports the show will have more of an emphasis on the horror genre from the first two feature films. Head writer Mattson Tomlin says the series will have all original characters and will take place just before Judgment Day. Episodes for the show will drop August 29th at 3 a.m. You can have the entire season completed by lunchtime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, upper 40s here in the overnight. There may be one or two showers as we get closer to sunrise. The better chance of showers and storms will be during the day Thursday. Mostly cloudy skies, gusty winds at times, highs reaching the middle 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good catches up with a key lawmaker from the Fox Valley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
So, honey, please, come on home as soon as you can.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin B. on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you were looking for, say, a new T-shirt, Greg Buck, he's modeling it right now. New Civic Media merch. If you would like some Civic Media merch, just go to our website at civicmedia.us. You're advertising very nicely.
I match.
Oh, you match the background.
Yeah, well, look at me.
Yes, you can. You can go to the shop. Mm-hmm. civicmedia.us, hit the shop button. We've got a number of different T-shirts, some a nice cap, which is my merch of choice. But you can help support Civic Media that way and help us spread the word as well.
Yeah.
She joins us every Wednesday at this time for a public cervix announcement. Dr. Laura Hanks is here. All right, Dr. Hanks, I know everyone is curious because when you were here last week, you were dealing with a lot. Not only did you have pink eye, but your daughter came home with head lice, and then you sent me a photo later that day where you were all being treated for head lice. Mm-hmm. So what's the louse situation today?
So I was thinking about making a sign in our house. You know how, like, when you go into restaurants and it's like, this place has been accident-free for 200 days. Lice-free for 6 days. And I was like, no. I might, maybe.
Not do that.
Not brag about
no
that.
No pressure on the kids either.
Right. Yeah, so we all got treated at the local lice clinic for lots and lots of money. Yeah, I was pretty impressed. But
And is apparently, is it just a shampoo or something that they do?
No, it's a heat treatment. So they take that kind of just looked to me like a glorified hairdryer, but apparently it's very expensive, but it like kills the eggs and the bugs, and then they go through and pick them out for you. And yeah, so they're supposedly all gone, but they do say because if there's any eggs that are missed or aren't killed, that they can hatch in 8 to 9 days. So we have that to think about.
That doesn't seem fair.
I know. It's like, at least they don't live off the body. I guess that's what I keep telling myself, is it's not like bed bugs or fleas where you have to, like, you know, burn the house down. Right. It's like, okay, they can't live for very long off the body is what I keep reading and telling myself, like I said. But it's, yeah, we still got to retreat in, I think, to 2 days now. I feel like after that's done, like, hopefully we'll be
in the clear. Well, there were so many nice comments that came in after your appearance last week, just about how you were doing such a great job multitasking, and you're talking to us and answering our questions, and your little munchkins running around, and everybody loved his laugh. And so that was, I'm glad things are better. I hope things are better for you.
I know, it's kind of funny to sometimes go to work and it's like, it's more relaxing.
Yeah.
Give me a good emergency. Yeah. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, right?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about olive oil. So there is an article in the Washington Post that says that olive oil could help fend off dementia. Now, we've talked when we had Dr. Lyerly on before, and we would talk about these things. You know, it's the new echinacea. It's the new latest thing. It's the new miracle thing that's going to cure everything.
A research shows that chocolate's good to stop cancer. What?
Brought to you by the Chocolate Manufacturers Society.
Exactly.
So you have to wonder, first and foremost, did the olive oil producers say, let's come up with a study that's going to back this up, because...
That's a specific lobby.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. Did it come out of Italy? I think that's like that. And that's the thing that I think is so important about when people say, like Greg says, you know, research shows, data shows, and like there's so much more to that. Like, what research, whose data, how did they perform this study? Where is it, you know? And there should be in all studies, like, a disclosure statement. We are getting, you know, financial backing from the olive oil company and things like that. So really reading these studies is always so important to do with, I was going to say a fine tooth comb, but like, I'm having like lice PTSD.
Make sure you read it with a really hardcore heat treated hair blower. It's great.
Exactly. So I think that it's really interesting. And I admittedly, I just, when you said that, I was like, oh, you sent me that. And that was the one article I didn't open up, but I want to look at it so we can, I'm full disclosure, I didn't do my homework because I was looking at some other articles, but just to the point of, you know, really looking into where, research and data is coming from, I think is really important.
Absolutely. According to this study that was published in the JAMA Network Open on Monday, it says consuming at least half a tablespoon of olive oil every day is associated with a 28% lower risk of dying from dementia compared to those who never or rarely consume olive oil. But there are 97,000 other factors that go into this, correct?
Exactly. And yeah, I would want to know some of the confounders too, like, you know, where are they living? What is their family history? What other, you know, like big things that we know, like for us, did you play rugby? Like,
right.
You know,
right.
You know, things like that, that it's just like, there's so many other confounders, I would imagine, that could play into that. You're absolutely right. So thinking about all those things is really important.
I mean, it's not like I use olive oil all the time. I think it's wonderful, and I certainly think it's better than using butter, right?
Yeah.
You know, but again, take all of these studies, I guess, with a tablespoon of salt or a tablespoon of olive oil or whatever
oil.
I feel like this whole segment is just brought to us by Big Olive Oil right now. I feel real
brought
taken.
By Big Oil.
Bought by Wesson. So that actually leads me to a question for you. I wanted to ask it last week because we were talking about with, you know, having, you know, the pink eye and the lice and all that stuff. You're doing your own research. You're looking into the situation so you know what's going on because you talked to your neighborhood about the outbreak. And I asked whether or not they were going to accept your knowledge, even though you are a doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm not a doctor and if I have something going on, is there a website or websites that you would say, if you want to do some research, some basic stuff to be able to talk to your doctor about it, here's where you go. Because a lot of times the trope is, oh, they're going to WebMD, which I'm not knocking WebMD, but mm-hmm. I want to make sure that if I talk to my doctor, I have a little bit of knowledge. Are there websites that you can mm-hmm. recommend, or at least the starting point for good research?
Yeah. And we talked a little bit about the CDC website, I think is really helpful. We spent a lot of time during COVID, you know, I think we all did with going through CDC and kind of their recommendations. WHO website also has some really interesting information. I think we're going to get into talking about maternal mortality rates maybe later or next show. But I really like the WHO has more updated kind of stats that I think are really helpful. In terms of when you're thinking more, you know, statistically, for, you know, OBGYN specifically, we use the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology website. That does require a membership, but there are within that site stuff, information for patients that doesn't require a membership that I think can at least give you kind of like, you know, information, and at least then take that bit of knowledge to then go to your doctor. Oh, one other one, I think Mayo Clinic actually has a really cool site where they have like a lot of different illnesses broken down and specifically meant for patients. And I really like, I've gone on there for illnesses sometimes I don't always see all the time. And I'm always just curious, like, where are patients getting their information? What is out there? And I think the Mayo does a really good job of kind of breaking that down in a pretty easy to read way as well.
Dr. Laura Hanks is our guest. She is here every Wednesday from 11:30 to 12 for a public cervix announcement. And if you ever have a health-related question for Dr. Hanks, doesn't have to be OBGYN related, you can always email that in at janesays, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays at civicmedia.us, and then she can answer it the following week. So if you want to do that, send your questions in today. We're going to switch gears a little bit, Dr. Hanks. We had talked a little bit about this before, but this is going to be a growing problem in the overturn of Dobbs and Roe. And there are a lot more maternal health deserts now that are showing up around the country. This is troubling, and it should be troubling for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very concerning. I mean, as OBGYNs, people are scared in a lot of states with some of these more archaic laws, as we've mentioned, and they're leaving. So there are a lot of places, especially in the Deep South, that are going to be without OBGYN providers. And so it's not just talking about abortion care anymore, right? So it's right. Someone that has a very wanted pregnancy that can't get obstetric care.
Prenatal care is critically important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you can, be going along a pregnancy and not know that your blood pressure has gotten high. Like, I have a lot of patients who have no symptoms, but their blood pressure can increase towards the end, and they've developed gestational hypertension or preeclampsia, and wouldn't know if they hadn't come into their appointment to be checked. And that can be, you know, threatening to their, not only their lives, but to the baby's life at the end of pregnancy, which is, horrible. Nobody wants to deal with that. Getting, your ultrasound at 20 weeks to make sure that there's no fetal anomalies. And, all of this is important to safe, healthy pregnancies. And when you don't have a provider in your area to see you, not only during your antenatal care, but then for your delivery, like what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, there are women who have to drive 100 miles now.
Yeah.
100 miles. Think about that, to deliver.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's just scary to think about, each time that someone delivers, their labor can be faster. So, not super often, but even, at bigger hospitals and bigger places like Madison and Milwaukee, we have people that show up and they've delivered in the car or delivered at home because they couldn't make it.
Right.
And deliveries for the most part go okay, but sometimes they don't, or baby needs resuscitation right away. And if you're on a highway 50 miles from a hospital, what are you supposed to do?
That's something that I can't remember if it was Dr. Lyerly and Pat or if it was on our show, but they mentioned the idea of the quaintness of, oh, you were delivered in a car. That's not a good story. That's a story about lack of access to healthcare and having mm-hmm. close hospitals to you. And when they're closing two of them in northern Wisconsin, that's a exactly. problem. And being born on the side of a road, yeah, whatever. But it also shows that you don't have a hospital near you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of one of those like, oh, that's funny, when it all turns out well, but sure. It can go very wrong. Yeah. I have people tell me often that they're like, oh, OBGYN, that must be such a cool job. And I'm like, it is until it isn't, yeah. Like when things, for the most part, the reason I went into it, because I liked being able to leave a patient room saying congratulations instead of I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But there are times when things go wrong, they go very, very wrong. And it can be very difficult and hard because we have two patients, yeah. right? Like we're dealing with two patients at a time.
So. I would never say that to any, I don't care if you're a foot doctor. I would never say it must be so cool, because there's probably a lot of memories for doctors, no matter what you specialize in, especially OBGYN. I would never say that must be so cool. But I would say, that's interesting. I don't know. It just feels yeah. very weird to say that to a doctor. That must be so cool.
I just want to get a podiatrist now, just so I can say that to him. And
tell me your
says,
worst stories, doctor of feet.
You're a podiatrist. That must be so cool. Anyway, we're going to continue with Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement. You can join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I know you got a lot of things on your mind. Oh, but I'm missing you so bad. Please. Oh, please, come on home.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board. You can always join us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter before we went to the break. Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement, and we were talking about the maternal health care deserts now. Certainly part of the overturning of Roe and doctors' reluctance to practice now in states where they can go to prison for trying to offer women health care. And Tony had a good point. Tony Zimmerman on the live stream says the maternity care deserts are getting worse. Rice Lake Marshfield Clinic temporarily paused their labor services. So this is a problem, and it unfortunately is going to be an ongoing problem. And I shouldn't be surprised, and yet I am, by the lack of foresight on what would happen when Roe fell, when Dobbs fell. Nobody seems to look at the long-term ramifications of what this is going to mean until you're in the middle of it, and it's a mess.
Or maybe they did, and they just didn't care.
Or they just don't care. Well, that's possible, too.
Well, I think that as a country, we just have the attention span of a gnat. You know, like, it was just like, oh, this makes sense. You know, abortions are bad. Sure. Yeah. Well, let's get this to, no, oh, we won't get rid of them. We'll just give it to the states, you know? And it's
right.
Like, no, because some people live in Alabama, you know,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like, so it, you're right. It was just like, despite us
warning
our side kind of like screaming,
yeah,
and saying, like, this is going to have major downstream effects. It fell on deaf ears essentially. And here we are.
Well, in the couple of minutes we have left, we have a highly scientific question to ask you, Dr. Laura Hanks, involving Greg's arm.
Well, we go from abortion access and the ramifications of the Dobbs decision to my arm hurts. No, very weird. It happens to me, and Jane saw it, so she knows it happened.
And it happens to all of us.
Right here on my bicep, mm-hmm. It just starts twitching. Twitching, and you just see it like moving. I'm not moving it. I'm not flexing. Yeah. I got. You know.
I mean, that's like people's eyes twitch.
Yeah,
you'll get an
eye
twitch.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I get like an eye twitch when I get really stressed too.
Am I maybe I'm stressed? Oh my gosh, I'm stressed.
Just that bicep.
Though. Or as yes, this one arm very very stressed out. Or as you said, Dr. Hanks, during the commercial, I have rabies.
You were supposed to read that out loud. That was just for you.
You're a doctor. I trust you. What are you talking about? You're not my favorite person with the last name of Hanks. So I trust you more than Tom. I mean, it's just a thing? Like,
it's just a neurological twitch or something?
Yeah, I think okay. So. I mean, again, obviously I'm not a neurologist.
Right.
But yeah, I think that like the nerves there can just, for whatever reason, get irritated or rub the wrong way or something, and they just can fire. And so then they just kind of give off those like pulses, I guess is a good way to say it.
Yeah.
So like the superficial nerves. Interestingly, when we're doing surgery, the anesthesiologists, I've seen them before. They'll when they're checking someone's level of how like asleep they are and how paralyzed they are, they have a little patch that will make the face nerves fire. So you can actually see facial twitch so that they know like how much to adjust the medications, which is kind of
interesting.
So you said a neurologist I could talk to?
Yeah.
What about a
start with your primary care.
Now, my brother-in-law is a neurological oncologist. I'll just talk to him. I'll
there
be like,
go.
You've got, you've got cancer of the twitchy bicep. No!
Obviously.
All right.
It's just something, that's something that happens to all of us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just it's weird when your body just kind of inadvertently decides to move just in that little spot.
Yeah.
And you can't control it.
And when you're 12, it's like, whatever. When you're 46, you're like, oh, no.
I'm going to die.
Everything's going wrong now.
Because you went on WebMD and saw that you're dying of cancer.
No, doctor. I went on the dark web. I get my facts from the real good places.
Excellent. Yeah, you want to consult. You want to consult those people.
I went to doihaverabies.org.
All right. Before we wrap up here, Dr. Hinks, we debuted a new totally legitimate and completely real attack ad on our program involving the Senate race here in Wisconsin. And I thought we'd play it for you and the audience one more time. So, Calvin, if you want to rack that up, let's hear the latest completely legitimate and totally real attack ad.
Well, Wisconsin, have you had enough yet? Think about it. Senator Tammy Baldwin just keeps doing things on your behalf. Like helping lower the cost of life-saving insulin, bringing home billions for Wisconsin bridges and airports, fighting for schools, childcare, clean water, and affordable health care. And never forget, Senator Tammy Baldwin has lived her entire life right here in Wisconsin. What does she know? So vote for the lake-sitting, axe-throwing California guy in November. He's a self-made millionaire. Just ask his dad. And once he's in Washington, he'll be in Wisconsin even less than he has the last couple decades. You can bank on it. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Oof. That's
amazing.
Just the disdain dripping from his voice. It's
I'd love to meet that guy, whoever that is. He's voiceover actor.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just
very talented.
Very convincing. I think I'm gonna vote for the axe thrower, maybe. He gets me.
I don't understand why he's can you explain to me why is he running? Like
because he's a rich guy who's bored and someone said this can be yours. I mean, Tim Michaels did it. Donald Trump succeeded. He's a rich guy who's just like, I want that. Yeah. Give it to me.
Well, and they want someone who can self-fund.
Yeah. And take orders.
Well, and that too. And because the RNC money certainly isn't going to be going to any other candidates except for paying for Donald Trump's legal fees anyway. Thank you so very much for joining us, Dr. Hinks. Dr. Laura Hinks is here every Wednesday from 11:30 to 12 for public cervix announcement. Have a wonderful week, Dr. Hinks. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks again, guys.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Calvin and Greg and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you to everyone for calling and for texting and for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it here. News is next, followed by Todd Alba, noon to 2, and then Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, our good friend Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh joins us to tell us what's going on this week in Oshkosh.
And then we welcome Brian Scott, the news director and general manager of NBC 26. It's going to be a great show.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And all